The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, the Morning Brew is here. Mark and I were having a very, very deep conversation during the break, solving the world's problems.
Right.
Greg Penner, looking to solve the problems that exist around the Broncos for the last half dozen years. He's got expectations for this upcoming year. What exactly are they?
For me, the expectation and Rob and Kerry and the rest of our ownership group is around the right process and the right approach and the right culture. It's not necessarily around we have an expectation of X number of wins or Y number of wins. And one thing that we're really confident in is that we're going to take the right approach and we will have the right expectations of our staff and our players.
Do you want them to take advantage of the fact that they're new to this and they're not bogged down by what's gone on around here the last 6-7 years? And do you want them to slow and go? Just build this the right way, even though it might lead to some impatience from Broncos country.
Yeah, I would say this. I'm excited about the fact that they look at it in the long term. Because you know what hasn't happened in the last 7-8 years when we've been irrelevant? We've become irrelevant. It was all about the quick fix. It was all about winning now. It was all about going to the playoffs. It was all and listen, when you built it the right way, when you have the right structure, when everything is in place and the culture is built correctly, you're going to win. You will. But that hasn't been the case here. You know, and there's a lot of fingers to point. Like, you can point a bunch of them. But bottom line is it was broken, and they're going about fixing it, and I'm happy about that.
Next on the Morning Brew, when it comes to that big picture, does Sean Payton envision Kush, Lloyd Cushenberry, being the long-term answer at center?
We felt like it was an area we needed to address. We feel like he's certainly going to benefit from these additions. We haven't met any of these guys yet, but we see him as our starting center, yeah.
Where are you at with Kush? And I guess the second part of that is, where are you at now with this whole offensive line? I give you now an offensive line that lines up Bolsey, Ben Powers, mm-hmm. Kush, the belly, Quinn Miners, and Mike McGlinchey.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. I'm also excited that they have somebody who I have respect for and the way he played the game in Zach Strief and what he's done since he played the game. That guy I have a lot of respect for because that guy was a really good player on very limited athleticism. And that's not me trying to bash him. I mean, I feel, you know, I'll say the same thing about myself from injuries and everything else. You know, it ruins you as an quote unquote athlete. But the bottom line is that guy made up for whatever he lacked in athleticism through knowledge and understanding of the game. And that really is, and I always say this about football in general, especially today's football, especially with young players, Mike, the nuance is lost. These guys got no nuance from that coaching staff last year. They didn't learn diddly poo about football. So last year's staff retarded the development of those players, which is sad. But they're going to get real NFL coaching from a real, you know, a guy who has done it. And they're going to get real NFL coaching from a head coach that's going to demand it.
Next on the Morning Brew, George Payton has the 4th and 5th picks in the 3rd round. Might he package and try to move up?
You know, it's hard to move up when you only have 5 picks.
Yeah.
You know, we won't rule anything out, but it's hard. I would say we'd be more inclined to move back to get some more picks. So, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
See, Payton, George, being the bringing that scouts mentality, mm-hmm. probably figures, trade back. Give me more picks. I'll find you some diamonds in the rough in the 4th, 5th round. Whereas Sean Payton, too many Paytons. Sean Payton actually has a track record based on his time in New Orleans where he'll give up picks to move up, even future next year's picks to move up to target a player he likes.
That is correct.
Which philosophy do you think they follow this draft?
I think that they have
Payton's or Payton's.
I think Payton's place. I think it's probably more likely they follow George's. Get a few more players in the pipeline. You know, trust my scouting, trust my years of scouting, trust the success I've had, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth round, whatever it is. And, you know, and every year there is a fifth rounder or a sixth rounder that comes in, a Brock Purdy's of the world. There's always a couple of late round picks who really, like, the NFL is where they excel. For whatever reason, they get into this and they have such a understanding of football, you know, from the neck up, that whatever they lacked in athleticism or whatever pushed them back in the draft, this is where they aspire to and where they become like really good players is at this level.
Next on the Morning Brew, big one tonight at the SAC as the Avs host Minnesota. First place is on the line.
Ooh.
Now, the Avalanche still have one game in hand, or as you like to call it,
the bird in the bush.
But they're only 1 point behind Minnesota. Mark, how big is this game?
Oh, it's a 4-point swing, Mike. Potentially. Now,
but how big, how important is it?
Well, I think it's a really important game, obviously from a standing standpoint, but just from a let's make sure you understand what you're getting yourself into, Minnesota. Like, I think I always like to think that when you play a team that you know you may face come playoff time, even if I don't win, I want them to feel that the presence of our football team and, you know, or our hockey club in this case. Like, I always had that mentality where I want you to feel us. Like, I want there to be in the back of your mind when you come back to play us or we play and we meet in the playoffs, there's something substantial there. I need you to feel that.
Okay, but I don't think the Avalanche really have to be concerned with sending messages at this point. Everyone knows who they are. I understand the relative bigness of this game. Sure, it'd be fine. It'd be good to finish in first place. I just don't think it's crucial because this Avalanche team. Do you realize the Avalanche have 24 road wins this year? They're only two road wins off tying a franchise record. This coming on the heels of a dominant playoff run in which they went 9-1 on the road in the playoffs last year, including 7-0 in the Western Conference.
Sure.
Couple that with the fact that I just don't think that there's anybody in the West that can beat this team.
Hello, Jinx.
Four times in a series. Whoever they play and wherever they play, I just don't think really matters. I really don't.
Again.
So is it would it be nice to finish in first? Yeah. But is it crucial? No. Not at all. Not even close.
Okay, again, I don't think necessarily a win is imperative. I just think having a team feel you is imperative.
Oh, so you're telling me that if the Wild beat the Avalanche tonight, all of a sudden the Avs are going to question whether or not they can beat Minnesota?
No.
And Minnesota's all of a sudden going to walk out of here saying, oh, bring them on.
This is you twisting things around. That is not at all what I said.
That's what I heard.
I think it's imperative that they feel you. They feel your speed. They feel your aggressiveness.
They know all that.
Okay.
The Avs have dominated Minnesota over the last...
They already know that. Okay, I just still think it's important that they feel it.
All right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. By the way, tonight's face-off, good news and bad news.
Okay.
Good news, it's on TNT.
Okay.
Everybody can watch it.
Bad news, what time is it?
8:00.
Ooh.
And... it's part of a doubleheader with the Islanders and Capitals at 5:30. So for whatever reason, that game runs a little late. It's, could be closer to an 8:15, 8:20 face-off.
8 o'clock. No, well, first off, an 8 o'clock on TNT always starts at least about 8:17.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, not even if the other game goes late. It just starts at about 8:17.
We are screwed.
They say it's an 8 o'clock start, but
they
it never starts.
Yeah, but I don't think they would not. They would not go later than 8:20. Even they'd start it by then.
Yeah, but unless they go and do overtime and then, you know, seven shootouts.
So this is the point I'm making. You cannot lay down in bed to watch this game because you won't last.
No,
get on the couch. Sit on the couch. Get on the floor. Whatever.
I'm gonna sit on a bed of nails I made for hockey.
If you do lay in bed, make sure it's one of Chris Bryant's prison beds,
ooh,
and that'll keep you wide awake.
He's got a point.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.